State lawmakers want to turn Florida's public school classrooms into digital oases. To make sure it happens, they've set goals for increasing bandwidth and reducing regulations on textbook adoption to make room for other learning systems in the classes. But many school districts in Florida have a long way to go in realizing that digital dream.
First of all, getting set up as far as getting the digital devices is the first expense. Mm-hmm. And that's running about $400 a child at this point, and then finding digital content that we can use and keeping that up and maintaining.
Edie Triquet is the principal at Tallahassee's Bucklake Elementary School, where only a handful of the 50 or so classrooms have tablet computers. In those classes, the ratio of students per device is 2-1. The school, not the district, paid for most of the technology. And Triquet estimates in order to put tablets in all of her classrooms.
You're talking about $10,000 a classroom, roughly. And that's just to put a device in there. That's not teacher training. That's not making sure that there's an interactive board, because the teacher has their device, but it needs to project so that the students can see what the teacher is seeing. So you're looking anywhere from 10 to about 18,000 a classroom.
Now, extrapolate that out to the rest of Leon County's 37 other schools. That number does not include charter schools or special sites like the district's alternative center, and it doesn't begin to cover lost or broken devices. And what happens when a parent isn't comfortable with how the devices are being used? That's a real concern for teachers like Alex Adams and Brian Howard.
They've been a little leery, and again, it's new. It depends on how much.
I think the positives outweigh the negatives, though, and I think they see some of that.
But despite all the administrative headaches, Adams and Howard say students love having portable computers in the classroom. For fourth graders Kate Karpinski, Lainey Whitaker, and Caitlin Carden, it's almost second nature and has made learning a lot more fun.
When Miss Adams, our teacher, said we were going to use technology, I was really, really excited.
One of the things we use is Edmodo. Now, this is actually a really interesting website because it's kind of like a little Facebook thing, but only for the students in a class and stuff.
My handwriting's not too well, and we write a lot of stories, but ever since we used this app called Storybird, I really like writing now.
Florida lawmakers are now looking at how to fund such programs. A bill by Senate Education Chairman John Legg would give school districts a minimum of $100,000 a year for digital education. But that may not be enough. A preliminary state estimate suggests Florida would have to spend nearly $70 million on basic infrastructure alone. Districts would also have to purchase supplies. And when all those costs are tallied, the state could easily be looking at a $1 billion price tag to make its digital dreams a reality. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.